You're listening to SBS News. The Greens Commission poll of 1,700 voters in Josh Frydenberg's seat of Kooyong found its candidate, Julian Burnside QC, has narrowed the gap to Josh Frydenberg. On a two-party preferred basis, Mr. Frydenberg has 52% support, with Mr. Burnside on 48%. Mr. Burnside says the polling reflects what he's hearing at pre-polling locations.
We've seen from recent polling that Josh Frydenberg's primary vote has crashed by 17%. The people on the ground at the polling station, at the pre-polling station where I've been the last couple of weeks, they are really clear this is an election about climate change. They want serious action on climate change, and they want a government which behaves properly. They reckon that the way politics works in this country has become dysfunctional, and that is true. They want politicians who listen to them rather than listening to their major donors.
The Greens' best chances of picking up additional seats in the House of Representatives are in the Victorian electorates of Kooyong, Higgins and McNamara. Leader Richard Di Natale says voters who might have otherwise voted for the major parties are in a very powerful position, especially in Kooyong and Higgins.
There is no more powerful position for a voter in these Liberal-held seats to be in than to be able to say, we're voting Green this time, we're doing it because we want to put an end to the climate wars, we're sick of the climate denialism, we're sick of the inaction on climate change. That's what's at stake here. And again, I just say to people in Kooyong and Higgins, make your vote count. You are in a powerful position. Vote Green, put an end to the climate wars, help us transition our economy to 100% renewable energy, create 180,000 jobs, bring in the investment that comes with it, and let's have a 21st century economy that's up to the task of what we know this country can be.
The latest news poll points to a Labor victory on Saturday, with Labor attracting 51% support compared to the Coalition's 49% on a two-party preferred basis. The Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, says history shows that pollsters can get it wrong.
Well, John Howard won, coming from 58 to 42 behind. Polls mean absolutely diddly squat when you get voters with a ballot paper in their hand and a pencil in their hand in the ballot box on election day.
When asked about the polls, opposition leader Bill Shorten told reporters that Labor is in a competitive position. He says only a Labor government will end what he calls the chaos and disunity of the Morrison government.
Mr. Morrison made a virtue about being the only politician at his launch. But you don't only just vote for the leader, you vote for the whole party. The fact that he's got his own party and witness protection shows you that the disunity which makes Australians so angry, the constant infighting so angry, it is barely masked. So I'm putting the case to the Australian people. Vote Labor on May the 18th to stop the chaos. Vote Labor to start putting middle and working class people back on top.
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison continues to keep the focus on his message that a Labor government will just mean higher taxes.
Whether you're trying to buy a house, retire in independence, run a small and family business, save for your superannuation, contribute more, whether you're a self-employed person or a mum coming back in the workforce, realising your decent, honest, hard-working aspirations. Bill Shorten's looking to tax it more. I'm looking to back it more by facilitating people in Australia to get on with their lives.
Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.